With over 112,000 votes for this week's High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank, the Rangers of Lakewood travel to the Rockets of Bay Village in a back-and-forth competition in which Bay Village came out winning their first conference game of the season with a final score of 17-14. John, looking at tonight's game, it was back-and-forth, but what did you see that helped Bay Village come out and get the victory?
Well, tonight's game was certainly a defensive game. Both teams, you know, only allowed 10 points in the first half. Nick Best had an outstanding game. He rushed for over 170 yards. And the offensive line, you got to give credit to them. They were able to open holes for them all night. This game was won in the trenches, and it was a pleasure to be out here tonight.
In the first half, Lakewood marched 44 yards down the field with 11 rushing plays, scoring on a one-yard quarterback keeper by number 4, Peyton Graham. Bay Village's defense retaliated with a safety by Nick Best and continued to hold Lakewood from scoring with a key defensive stand before the half. At the start of the second quarter, the Rockets' Jimmy Hope caught a 12-yard pass for their first touchdown and completed a crucial 2-point conversion, making the score 10-7. The back and forth continued when Lakewood's number 27, Tyreek Boyd, rushed 41 yards, setting his team up for a 2-yard rushing touchdown. Our first and 10 play of the game came at the end when Quinton Hill intercepted Lakewood's pass at the 10-yard line, solidifying Bay Village's victory.
I mean, confidence, especially the last couple years, we've been in close games, we couldn't close, and I mean, we're definitely looking like we can close a lot better. We're beating teams by a lot in some cases, and it's huge, and we're ready for the next challenges that are coming up.
Yeah, they had a gutsy performance. They really did. Lakewood comes out and they smack you. You know, they get off the ball and they want to hit you. And I think that first series they came down and scored on us, and I think it was just a little bit of us being, you know, a little shell-shocked with how physical they were. And, you know, we made the adjustments and our guys fought and we were able to hold them to 7 points the rest of the game. So it was great.
Congratulations again to Bay Village as they move to 4-1, and good luck with the rest of your season. Don't forget to log on each week to clevelandbrowns.com/community and vote for the matchup you want to see us cover. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Nennelly. See you next week. Tune in Saturday morning for the Cleveland Browns High School Football Show presented by PNC Bank, a one-hour program that airs 7 a.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR. The Cleveland Browns are committed to making the game of football better and safer through Heads Up Football. Go to usafootball.com to learn how your school can incorporate Heads Up Football for your team.